Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
But right now, we've already broken down side and total. We gave you injury information. We gave you the updated weather report here for Cleveland and Pittsburgh tonight, which means it is now time for thy royal prop king to descend down from thy royal throne, to traipse across thy royal purple velvety carpet, because the prop king doesn't walk, the prop king traipses, and traipse over to thy royal balcony to gaze down upon you, the peasants. I know what you're thinking. Hey, prop king, you can call me whatever you want, because you've got two winning weeks under your belt thus far in the National Football League. We are looking to make it 3 for 3. Three winning weeks to start the year in the National Football
League
with props. And it starts tonight. It starts with the Browns and Steelers. It starts with the Prop King.
Now approaching the betting window, it is your Prop King, Nick Kostos. All hail King Kostos.
All hail King Kostos.
Funny every time.
The on-site crew in Vegas loved the shtick.
People were laughing a lot.
Well, not going to be that much opportunity to laugh because there aren't many props in the game tonight. Normally, thy royal prop king makes thy royal appearance on the show and gives out a multitude of props for these games. Tonight, the prop king's only rolling with two props because it's a pretty ugly game. And not only is it a pretty ugly game, but the market expects it to be a pretty ugly game. So yardage props are pretty low. And normally, the prop king sees this and would be like, oh, the prop king likes some overs. The prop king's expecting this to be a pretty ugly game as well. So the prop king does not see a ton of value here in betting overs, and that's what the prop king likes to do. The prop king doesn't see a ton of value betting unders because the prop king thinks all of the numbers are right. The prop king is also trying to say the words prop king as many times as possible here to set a Guinness World Record.
Good job, prop king.
Close. The prop king thanks you for your servitude. Only two props. One yardage prop for thy royal prop king. The prop king loves the Steelers wide receivers. The prop king loves Deontay Johnson. The prop king loves Chase Claypool. The prop king loves George Pickens. Do you know who doesn't love Claypool, Johnson, and Pickens? Mitch Trubisky, because he's not good enough to get them the ball. Mike Tomlin doesn't love them. Matt Canada. You know what? I might blame Canada. No one loves these Steelers wide receivers because Mitch Trubisky ain't good enough to get them the football. I think this is going to change once Kenny Pickett gets into the lineup for the Steelers. Unfortunately, though, it's unlikely to be tonight. We've also got 20-mile-per-hour winds. Do we trust Mitch Trubisky in perfect conditions to throw the football accurately? We don't. So it's hard for me to like any of the receivers. The Prop King does, though, like the Steelers' tight ends. The Prop King will be rolling with Pat Freiermuth tonight. Steelers tight end. Look, Trubisky may be under duress from Myles Garrett, even without Jadeveon Clowney. This offensive line's absolute garbage. Trubisky's not going to be able to whip it through the wind here. So how about a bunch of dump-offs here to his security blanket, his safety blanket. Safety blanket, right? Safety valve? Security blanket? Over the middle
blanket,
of the field.
Security valve?
Security blanket.
I'm still stuck on
that
blame
blanket
Canada.
Again.
That was good. I think everybody gets the Blame Canada reference. That's right, a little South Park
movie. It was improvised.
Movie.
Yeah, I think so.
That was awesome.
That security blanket, Pat Freiermuth. Freiermuth over 34.5 receiving yards and only one anytime touchdown in this game. So one yardage prop and one anytime touchdown. We played this last week. It didn't hit. That's okay. We're going to keep playing it because I really do think it's going to hit or else I wouldn't be betting it. Harrison Bryant, thou royal Harrison Bryant, is the Browns' number two tight end. David Njoku is the starter, obviously, for Cleveland. Harrison Bryant has received multiple red zone. I want to confirm this here. I just want to make sure that I'm right here. Yeah. Well, yes, red zone targets in each of the first two games from Jacoby Brissett and the Cleveland Browns. He gets the ball in the red zone. Think about it. If you're Cleveland, what do? You play multiple tight ends, and you've got two good running backs, and you try to pound the ball in because your quarterback and your wide receivers aren't great. Harrison Bryant's going to be on the field. Harrison Bryant at a big price, anytime touchdown. So the prop king with only two plays to start off week three. Harrison Bryant, thou royal anytime touchdown. Pat Freiermuth, thy royal over receiving yards. The prop king's plays for the Steelers and the Browns. You bet. Nick Ken and the crew here closing up shop on a tremendous football Thursday. We'll get to Jake's baseball bets momentarily here. But Ken, we got a couple college football games here tonight. Let's start here. West Virginia -2.5 on the road at Vatek. Total here 49.5. What do you like here with the Mountaineers at the Hokies?
Yeah, no bet for me in this game. Have a bet in the other game. Just wanted to give my numbers on both games. Sometimes with Thursday night, we do the standalone NFL and we like forget. So there's college football, so I always try to like sneak in a few minutes of it, even if you're, you know, if you're a degen who just is going to particularly like either of these games. My number is West Virginia 2.1. My total's 48.5, so we're like really close to the mark. I guess like small lean to the under in the game. I know the under has been a popular bet so far. Total's been bet down about 4 points from open. I was traveling on Tuesday, so I didn't get to bet any under 53 or 52. So small lean under, and I think the side's about right with West Virginia, small road favorite.
We'll get to the other two college football games and Jake's baseball bets in a second, but do want to give this piece of information out. Mason Rudolph is inactive tonight for Pittsburgh. What does that mean? It means that if Trubisky's really bad or gets hurt, Kenny Pickett's coming in for the Steelers. That is actually like a pretty important piece of information with Mason Rudolph inactive for Pittsburgh. Ken, let's go to the other two college, or we can pass Chattanooga and Illinois here. What do you got here with Georgia State here? A home underdog here, the total of 63.5.
Yeah, this was, I didn't think I was going to have any bets tonight. And then based on some live movement that we've seen, it has triggered a bet for me, basically. Not on the total of the game. I think I'm really close to the market. Let me just make sure. So updated total is 63.5 and I'm 64. So pretty close there and nothing worth betting there. But on the side, it's really interesting. Like, I think we think about the last couple of years, Coastal has been so good and so successful, really, especially 2 years ago. That maybe some residue of that like is kind of still in this rating, and it's just not really the same team. I believe they're undefeated, and Georgia State hasn't won a game. Now Georgia State's played really good competition. They played both Carolinas already this year, like power conference schools. I think Coastal's 3-0 and Georgia State's 0-3. It's a really small spread game, and my rating makes it actually even smaller than the market. Coastal -3 has started to appear. If you can get Georgia State +3 -110, which is now becoming very widely available, basically in the last 10 minutes to 15 minutes, a couple +3s were on the board before. Now there are even more. If you don't have one yet, my expectation is you will get one by the kickoff, which is in about 40 minutes from now. Georgia State +3 -110 is a bet for me. Make the number closer to a pick.
Let me see what I got here. Still 2.5 where I'm looking right now. But so hopefully we'll get a 3 popping around kickoff here for Georgia State as a home underdog against the Clears, right? The Chanticleers of Coastal Carolina. Love it.
That's correct.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.